Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, eating people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts, on this, the Horrorphilia Podcast Network. Joe, another week, you took what I guess could be considered a vacation, maybe?
You can call it a sabbatical.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I made my way down to Austin, Texas, and saw some family. Then I went down to Corpus Christi and saw some family. And then I came back to Austin and saw some family, the same family. And then I came back. So, it was good to see family that I hadn't seen in like 6 months due to this pandemic. I'll tell you this, though. Corpus Christi, it's like they don't give a fuck. It's like they don't even know there's a pandemic. Like, I was cruising to Juan's house to drop some stuff off for him and pick some stuff up. And, like, all the restaurants that are around Corpus, their fucking parking lots are jam-packed. Like, I don't know if they're doing any kind of social distancing. Walmart, like, if you go to Walmart here, the parking lot is, like, half or even a fourth of what it would usually be. There in Corpus, it was just fucking jam-packed, as Walmarts usually are. So it's like, fuck it. I didn't go anywhere while I was in Corpus except to my parents' house and to stop at Juan's house, man. And they're a hot spot, and that's a fucking reason. Fuck.
Hey, I was in Beaumont today and just driving down 10 and looking at the restaurants on either side of the freeway. They were filled. People were twin peaking it up.
Yeah, did they open Texas and I not listen or hear anything or something?
I'm in the shop so much I don't even know. As we said, this has barely affected me at all.
Yeah, well, I usually listen to the news on the way, and you know, I pass a shitload of businesses on the way to the shop, and yeah, everything here seems to be hurting, but maybe because they're paying attention to what the fucking government says you should be doing. I don't know.
Are they hurting for a squirting?
Yeah. Who isn't? Who the fuck isn't, man?
You remember that one?
No.
But I think they'd say squirting.
Hurting for a squirting.
Yeah. Like, we'll who get hurts to for that?
Oh, okay. Later.
All right. Thank God. We'll it's almost. Can we just get it done?
Yeah, let's do it.
Since it's the last one.
It's the last Summer of Sidaris.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
It did, but it's quite a few films. Quite a few.
You believe it's already been 12 weeks since we started this. And the days go by so fast.
So this time we've got a sequel. Return to Savage Beach.
Pretty much a sequel to all of them, except for Stacy and Seven, because he sold those movies. If he wouldn't have sold those movies and retained the rights, we would have had two more fucking weeks, Joe.
Well, thanks for the sale. Because this one should have been better. You know, it had a lot of promise, but it's just not good. It's the same fucking plot. You know, hey.
None of them are good.
They break in yet again to the Lethal Lady's office and rip them off again. And Buff Bagwell gets a haircut, so they release him from prison early or something.
No, the guy was like a junkie and rapist, and he killed a baby or something. So that's why he killed that dude in Day of the Warrior.
Right, and his lover just died. So the guy he was infatuated with had just died. So he kind of lost it after that. Yeah, Jolie Strain's back in this one, and she's still not attractive, but she's still tall. She's still really tall.
Yeah, she shouldn't be walking out of airports with two midgets, that's for sure.
Right, and wearing heels just to make them feel even more inferior.
But hey, your boy Kevin Eastman's in it, so that was probably nice to see him back, right?
Was he? Did he have a cameo here?
No, he was a second-tier character, I guess you'd say. He was the one dude hanging around K-Sexy with his backwards hat and shit. Nope.
Okay, that was him. Rodrigo Obregón again shows his
peace.
Acting prowess. This time he's playing the Phantom of the Opera or Zorro.
Or Kano.
Or, yeah. Who knows?
That was a hell of a way for him to go out.
You've got Shay Marks, she of the crazy huge fucking implant.
I told you.
Yeah.
It's like borderline fucking ridiculous when pops out of that bed.
Yeah, when you told me, like, oh, you'll remember her, okay. She has a lot of scenes because she obviously not a good actress, but a lot of scenes where they just cut to her and she just nods in agreement, you know, and that's like her scene. She's like, yeah. She was a regular on the sci-fi show Black Scorpion. So I think she was a villain or something in that.
She was also a valet when Hunter Hearst Helmsley first started in the...
That's right. And I tried to find a clip of that, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Are you looking up to see if there were any other kind of videos, too?
Yeah. But we needed some content for that Facebook page. And yes, the return of Julie K. Smith, who works the day shift at the strip club. That's her undercover.
To be fair, she's undercover.
Right. But there's no way she would be working the day shift.
The night's usually when she's working I don't want to say the beat because I don't think.
No, it's the actual she's usually beat. Working the beat during the day. You know, that's when they go to Savage Beach and it's daytime, you know, the sun's shining bright. They're in their bikinis. Or, hey, you know, we just got here. We got this important mission. Let's take a dip. You know, it's me and you go swimming, Shay Marks.
What else can we say about this one?
You got an arse. Tank in this one, you know, not just the car. They introduce a car early, but you also have a tank.
Oh yes, you'll see another remote control vehicle. We love them. We love using our RC cars. Oh, look at that! Look at that! It's a beautiful baby.
Yeah. What's his name? Chan Chin, whatever. He's back.
Chan Chin. What wasn't his name? Fu.
Fu.
It was Fu or Wong?
There you
100%.
Chan Fu Wong is back.
Wong Joo Ho.
Yeah, you've got a love scene with Jolie Strain and the warrior. And he takes some time to look in the mirror and fix his hair while she's kissing on his back or whatever.
In the commentary, they made sure to tell you that our movies, there's no profanity. There's no profanity. It's all these strong women's, and we don't even grab the girls in these scenes, okay? Okay, it's beautiful. It's just light caressing. And then I was, like, thinking about it, And I was like, man, he's who the fuck are these movies made for? Is this like porno for chicks or what? I don't know. This whole 12 weeks I've been all over the scale on these fucking movies and Andy Sedaris in general. And at the end of this, I don't want to fucking see any more. I can't even give the fucking movies away on the page. Hey, if you go to the Facebook page, DWN's Terrible Horror Crap, giving away some Andy Sedaris digital codes. Still got two left. So nobody wants them.
A genre unto itself.
Yeah, 14 movies. How is this sustained? Just his football money? I just want to hang out with these beautiful women, baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
And all the fucking behind the scenes, like Howard was talking about, his fucking shirt popped open all the way the fuck down here, just this giant fucking fat man. And on the bonus features, they have What's-Her-Nuts, the monster, Julie K. Smith. She's just like just popping her tits out and licking him and shit. And I remember, oh, Howard said he was a very, very shy person. And fucking, then it reminded me of that fucking Papatopoulos documentary I watched last week. And she's getting interviewed like a normal fucking person. She's not just like getting fucking naked and trying to suck the leg of the sofa or anything. She's just talking like, oh yeah, why isn't she like this all the time? Just a normal, this is someone I could get behind. Not me like too. That, Joe. Me no. Too.
No.
I need a step stool.
She seems very nice.
When she's not working with Andy Sedaris.
Yeah. And I don't know, in this movie, her hairstyle kind of like threw me off.
It was a wig! I sent you that picture! She just put a fucking wig on!
It's weird shit. It's like, I'll buy a copy of The Dallas Connection, and I'll buy a copy of Day of the Warrior, but that's it. I mean, this one's not making the cut for me.
Oh, I made that mistake, yeah. Joe. Don't buy them. Just stick with what you got. Don't sell it. Stick with that fucking DVD. Sure, they do look nicer. Like, Howard legit shot them well, and they look nice in the restoration and all that. But then you remember what the fuck movies they actually are? Who gives a fuck?
So just keep this 14-film set or 12-film set?
Yeah, the bonus features are, like, uncomfortably weird and... It's just like him holding up literally, hey, we made this movie. It was fantastic. Look at all this beautiful people. And then Julie Strain pops her tits out and licks them. Like, that's no exaggeration. That's everyone. And then they have, like, Andy Sedaris film school. They have an action scene and a sexy scene. And they just show you raw footage of, like, all the takes they did of that scene. And just them talking over it. And then they say, oh, this is what it looks like put together. It's like, okay, if you want to make a movie, you've probably seen a few movies and you know your shots that you need. You don't say, okay, if you're going to make a movie, these you got to do the over the shoulder, then the front, then the middle, then the... So useless. All these special features and commentaries were just, I didn't even... do the ones on Savage Beach, because after Return to Savage Beach, after I listened to the commentaries, I'm fucking done.
Well, I figured you would have watched the ones for Savage Beach because they had that old age makeup.
Yeah, I didn't buy that Blu-ray. And they're all different. If you go to the special features, say, oh, I'm going to put on the Dallas Connection special features, you might get the special features for Guns. Like, it's not specific. They just fucking threw whatever on there. All right, we got it. Throw it on there. It's like, and they just recorded it.
That did the Blu-rays?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
And their digital codes are fucking weird. Like, Movie Spree, I've never heard of that. And then there's some other one, and some the number, like the code's printed on it, and some it's a sticker. It's fucking, they just went to fucking cheapest motherfuck.
Oh, it's Mill Creek, yeah.
You want to host some movies? Well, what movie? No. But I did, like, return to Savage Beach more than you do, but upon watching it again for this fight, I don't like any of them. I honestly don't know when the fuck I'm going to watch these again. But there might come a day.
I'll watch the Dallas Connection again. I'll know that's the cream of the crop there. And if I want to watch something lower tier, Day of the Warrior, but I should know to forget all the rest of them because it's all the same movie. It's the same movie over and over and over.
Yeah.
And the only saving grace, I guess, is for Rodrigo Obregón. He had a hell of a demo reel, you know, from all these films, you know.
Unfortunately, he is no longer with us.
Oh, man. Rest in power, my friend. Rest in power.
So I have a few questions and stuff that I wrote down or put in my phone.
Hmm.
What's your top three movies? So we got Dallas Connection, Day of the Warrior. For me, it would be Return to Savage Beach. And for you, it would be?
I guess the Malibu Connection, just because it's got an almost entirely different cast. So you're not looking at the same people as you are in all the other movies.
Let's understand. That'd be my number four. But I rewatched that one again, too, with the commentary. They all suck a dick, Joe. Who would be your top three ladies?
Julie K. Smith would be number one. Roberta Vasquez would be number two. And you can throw anybody but Donna Spear at number three.
All right. I'm going with Shay Marks for two reasons. That's number one.
Two big reasons.
Julie K. Smith. And then, I always forget her name, Julie Strain, just because she's a team player. And she was there when you needed her. And that has to count for something.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, Joe. I probably can, but this is going to be just for you, okay? Name all 12 movies.
Oh, fuck, I can't do that. Okay, I gotta write them down so I don't repeat. Let's see. Okay, so we're gonna go Malibu Express, Day of the Warrior, Savage Beach, Return to Savage Beach, Picasso Trigger.
What a shitty fucking name.
It's actually a fish.
I don't give a fuck.
Dallas Connection. Guns. I already said Day of the Warrior.
How many you got?
I've got 3, 7.
Oof.
It's not the China Connection.
You got a ticket to somewhere?
I got a hard ticket. How did I forget that one? That's like one of the most famous ones, man. You know how I did? Because they all blend in. They're all the same fucking movie.
Are you fit?
I am. I'm fit to kill.
You got any gold?
Fuck. What was that one called? That was Quantrell's Gold. Let's call it that. Quantrell's Gold.
Are you hunted?
I'm hard. I'm just going to say that.
Do you want to ride in the back seat of my caddy and chop it up with? I forgot you're a racist. Do or die.
Do or die.
All right, how many are we looking at now?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 12.
No, I think we're missing two.
Damn it. Molokai Racers.
All right, let's see if we can get these.
And Donna and Bill.
You got Savage Beach? You probably got Savage Beach on there.
Yeah, I got Savage Beach and Return to Savage Beach.
The one with Danny Trejo was Guns?
Guns. That's Trejo and Estrada. That's the Mexican version of Sitaras.
You really only have 10?
I got 12.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, I'll believe you just because I don't want to spend that much more time on this gentleman's body of work.
Hey, so, listeners,
Hold on, I still got more.
Oh, okay.
All right, now go down the list and tell me what they were about.
Okay, let me look. So let me put on my spectacles, Tom. Malibu Express. It's about this private eye that they hire to check on somebody that frames somebody with a video game. Killed somebody. Day of the Warrior. There's a wrestler that's like hurting people and they need to stop him. Savage Beach. They're after some gold from World War II that some Japanese...
I think it was... Oh, never mind.
Kamikaze pilot, and he's still on the beach. He's a savage on that beach. Return to Savage Beach. Shit, there's molar gold on that island.
We didn't get it all.
Or some shit, yeah. Picasso Trigger. This guy's dead, but he's not dead because he's still killing people. But is he really dead? We don't know. The Dallas Connection. This is about the Dallas airport and how, like, they got to land there and drive into Dallas, but really they're in Louisiana. Guns. Danny Trejo is in it and doesn't talk a lot. And ugly-ass Eric Estrada hooks up with ugly-ass Donna Spear. Hard
React with your fist.
Hard ticket to Hawaii. This
snake
one.
Snake movie.
Yeah. They stumble upon a drug organization and have to stop them with RC helicopters and shit. Fit to Kill. Fit to Kill. Somebody stole some stuff from the Lethal Ladies organization and they have to get it back and stop them.
Nailed it.
Yep. What Quantrell's gold. You know, they some people are after Quantrell's gold and the Lethal Ladies and crew find it instead and blow the other people up. Hard Hunted. Same thing. Do or Die.
This was the teams of killers.
Right. Pat Morita sends teams of killers to kill Donna Spear and Roberta Vasquez, and they all fail.
This was the movie with sexy Pat Morita.
Pat Morita gets a massage from a double agent. So we are signing off at KSXY. And just remember that the moon is high.
So am I.
You may find troubled waters up ahead.
Oh, we gotta go. There's troubled waters. We should have asked what that stupid shit was about. I bet he wouldn't have an answer for that.
Oh, fuck. At least he didn't sing these last couple of movies.
So, this is probably a no, but you got any favorite parts?
I think Julie K. Smith is a hell of a dancer. I'll just put it that way. It's like if you're gonna watch a stripper, like in real life, you'd be pretty fortunate to see somebody that can dance like she can. Because like, hey, she fucking put the work in.
The place they shot that in was called Centerfolds, well, when they weren't at the Glory Land Cowboys. But it was a place called Centerfolds in Louisiana, and it was a strip club. And apparently, the lady who ran it said in all of her years of running this club, Julie K. Smith was the best she's ever seen.
I believe it. She's a feature dancer. She's not the fucking breakthrough, man. No.
Well, she's not for the chicken wing crowd coming in
No,
for lunch.
she's not people for people going in for that $3.99
Refill the spaghetti.
ribeye. A fucking lunch crowd. Gross.
Yeah. Having never been to a strip club, I can't understand going there to eat lunch.
Let's have a meal.
No. I'd rather go to Cracker Barrel.
Can
And
I
I
get some
hate
French
Cracker
fries and
Barrel.
gravy while I watch this bitch take her clothes off?
Oh yeah, you want the country gravy, right? Because
Yeah.
that's fucking. Oh. Yeah, I don't think I really have any favorite scenes except for maybe the first time in Day of the Warrior when I realized Buff Bagwell was in this movie. But besides that, it's hard to recommend any of these. If you're a 90s wrestling fan and you like shit, or you just want to see Buff Bagwell and giggle, then watch Day of the Warrior and Return to Savage Beach.
Or if you were a big fan of Playmates of the 90s, you know,
That too.
yeah, this is for you.
I definitely think the 90s movies are leaps and bounds better than the other ones, but that's not saying much.
Yeah, we'll get to 97 later.
But if you're just a bad movie crowd, stick with what the internet already told you and just watch Hard Ticket to Hawaii and don't bother with any of the other ones. Yeah, I really don't know the audience for these, except dudes who just can't pull the trigger and Brent Porno, I guess.
Yeah, I think it was because you got to remember, porno was probably still really expensive at that time, you know, to buy a videotape or whatever.
You'd
And,
have to go into that curtained off section.
right, you know, and you had that stigma too.
Oh, he's going to the jerklin room.
So, like, this was the shit that was on Cinemax, you know, on late Saturday nights or late Friday nights or whatever. So, like, you thought, all right, they're gonna play one of these sexy movies. Like, fuck, they're playing Hard Ticket to Hawaii again. You know, there's like, you know, not enough even like they got like a minute and a half of tits. So I can't even jack off in that time, you know. Oh, here it comes again. God damn it! Tough times, man. Tough times, the 90s.
Oh, a lot of copies of Return to Savage Beach got wore out, I'll tell you. Those opening credits were some of the finest I've ever seen. So are we putting a bow on the
This is it.
summer of
This is it.
Sedaris?
Summer of Sedaris draws to a close, listeners. But don't
Thanks
worry.
again to, oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Thanks
thanks.
again to Tom Devlin for setting that up. It just started out as a little joke, like, oh yeah, Joe would love to interview him. And then, hey, We actually brought you an interview from some guy who worked on this shit. Yeah. So
I think it's a good interview. I don't know that, you know, people that listen to it or if anybody did listen to it, but it's a decent interview, man.
If you go to the, I don't know what you'd look up. YouTube's fucking weird now. And it's because it's linked to Google and shit. But just search DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast. And shit'll come up. We're starting to put stuff up there. The username's Fancy Dan, whatever the fuck that means. But just type the name of the fucking podcast and you'll find shit on there. But if you're listening to this, there's really no reason to fucking go there. The YouTube page is to get people to go to this. So, fuck it. But no, I think the Howard interview has like 6 views on old YouTube. And our top 10 horror movies have 37. So already more people have listened to that than... So your idea worked, Joe.
It worked. Oh, shit, I was fucking with you. But anyway, yes, we're putting a close on the Summer of Sedaris. But don't worry, listeners.
Nope.
We got the
No. Joe, before that, next week, it's that time of year again, boys and girls. It's the second anal Jean-Claude Van Damme-a-thon. Hope you're ready, Joe. I hope you're ready.
Week, but maybe I can watch 3 movies between now and then. I was hoping to watch some Severin films in the next 2 days.
Hey, we'll get to that. So, unfortunately, you got some Van Damme to do. Don't worry, there's a lot on Amazon Prime.
There is. There's a lot of new Van Damme.
Hey, whatever. Right. What you watch is... What Man, you watch?
I wanted to watch his second film where he's the Russian.
I don't
want to
know. I'll learn next week.
You will learn.
And what else you'll learn next week is you should have ordered from DWNProductions.net this week. Halloween season starting. Joe and I have a special, I guess, collaboration package.
Collab, coming out as they call it on Instagram.
Yeah, those people are a bunch of fucking left-handers. So, yeah, whatever. You're not left-handed, are you, Joe?
I am.
Gross.
So, Tom, did you watch anything this week?
Yeah, I did. I watched Death Warmed Up, a movie released by Severin Films.
Death Warmed Up. I've heard of that, but I don't think I've seen it.
It's a New Zealand movie about a guy who pisses on another gentleman's shoe, and then they chase him in the sewers with motorcycles, and he gets electrocuted and dies. It fucking sucks, Joe. It's worth a watch if you want to watch an old school New Zealand movie, but... It's a fucking mess, and it's already in the mail to somebody else.
So it's just a big chase movie.
No. It's really a whole lot of nothing. Like, I guess their big thing was supposed to be, all right, watch us take this Dremel to a plastic bloody-covered skull, and you'll see, like, you know, the pieces of plastic... when you cut so it'll really look like surgery footage because we're really cutting into a hard material. And I guess that was supposed to be their big selling point. It sucks. And I like the black case. I always like when Severin puts their Blu-rays in black cases. I think that's cool.
It is cool.
I should have switched that out. I didn't think about it until I already took the picture and someone bought it. I was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to switch to black case. I like those. Severin, if you're listening, or if I ever get a chance to talk to the bloke who runs it, I'm going to ask him where he gets those black cases. I think that'd be a good question.
Well, speaking of New Zealand, I watched What We Do in the Shadows.
I'm sorry.
As Lisa and I had watched the series, she liked it a lot. I liked it a lot, and she wanted to watch the movie, so we watched it. And it's New Zealand Vampires, and it's pretty good. It holds up if you're into that kind of humor, which you're not, Tom. It's not a bunch of fart jokes and shit. But I dug it. I dug it.
Yeah, people were suggesting this to me when it came out.
Oh, no, not for you. Definitely not for you.
It seems like a bunch of hipster humor, and that Taika Waititi guy just rubs me kind of the wrong way.
Nah, I wouldn't call it hipster humor, but first of all, you don't like vampires.
No, I don't.
And technically, it's just like a lot of talky humor, so, you know, it's not something you're into. You like pratfalls and, you know, like people acting stupid or acting like ninjas or whatever.
We'll get to that.
We will, I know. We will.
It'll take a while to get to it, but we'll get to it.
What'd you watch?
I watched The Mask Mutilator. This was an Intervision release, but I bought it off the Severin website. I never understood that. Like, what the fuck is Intervision? And why are they on this? Man, if I ever talk to this motherfucker who runs shit over there, I'm going to say, mate, what's up with the two different companies, bloke?
Severin Kids.
There's three?
Yeah.
What they
so
say.
So what was this called again?
The Masked Mutilator. This one was actually pretty good. Do you know who Brick Bronski is?
Nope.
He
is
was
he
in,
like Bronzy?
No, he is not, unfortunately.
It's too bad. I saw you saw sold a Bronzy mask.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I had two.
Like, when, once he put sold on there, I was like, holy fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that spawn just still sitting there?
Like
that was actually pretty good.
He did it. Against all odds, he fucking did it.
Oh, that's actually the second one.
You never know.
The first one is sitting in the old Wild Eye releasing offices.
Hmm. Well, they are family.
Yeah, big faces. They like them. I don't know what to tell you. So, Brick Bronski, he was in Class of Nukem High 2 and 3. He was like the lead guy in that one. So he's in this movie, and it seems like a vanity project for some dude who was on, God damn it, it was some shitty USA show that was on like after Raw or after Heat or something. It's not Silk Stockings. Maybe it's a beach type show. But if I remembered enough, if I gave a fuck enough to remember the name, you'd be like, oh yeah, that piece of shit. So it was some guy from that movie got offered this movie, and they said, pick any role you want, and you be a producer. So they made this movie about a wrestler who accidentally killed a dude in the ring, and now he runs like a halfway house for troubled youth. And then, social worker Brick Bronski comes and kills everybody. And this was made in the early 90s, and they just didn't finish it. So 20 years later, they shot a little footage of people recording a podcast coming in to talk about the murders at this halfway house. And it works. It's a fun, shitty little movie that doesn't overstay its welcome. I think it's like 73 minutes. If you like wrestling, check it out. I think the dude who plays the wrestler was probably like a local dude around the area. I think it's tri-state area. Could be wrong. I think it's Pennsylvania. Not 100% sure. But if you like wrestling or if you like watching bad movies, give this one a shot. It's not bad, and I still have it on the shelf. It is not sold or on eBay at the moment. And it came in a white DVD case. I thought that was real cool, man.
You know, The Masked Saint should come in a white DVD case. It's a white
DVD case. That DVD case glows.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I had a set that I had to finish. Last week I watched Poltergeist 2. So this week I finished off the trilogy with Poltergeist 3. And yeah, this is a fucking piece of shit too. This is pretty bad. The Craig T. Nelson and whatever her name, Mary Jo Beth Wilson, they sent off Carol Ann to live with her sister, who
oh shit, that's what that's from? Carol Ann!
Yep.
Carol Ann!
They oh shit. Carol Ann, I don't know how many fucking times in this script. You know, it's like nobody had a counter and said, hey, we've already seen Caroline 200 times. We need to stop. It's like, nope, they just kept on going. So she's living with Tom Skerritt and Nancy Allen. I don't know, one of these chicks. And they're living in a new fucking high-rise building, still under construction. Yeah, there's a lot of mirrors in it, and that old... That old man from the fucking second movie, he's back, but it's not
he's him dead.
Because he died before this movie. So they have somebody in a shitty mask looking like him.
Hey, it's not, you need a shitty mask.
It's not fucking good. This is not a fucking good movie. And that little midget chick at the end, Zelda Fitzgerald or whatever, she sacrifices herself so Carol Ann can be free, right? There's this whole big, like, emotional, sacrificial thing where she flies off, kind of like they did in the last movie, like that fucking Indian saved him. But nope, they didn't, because that old man's back. So Zelda Fitzgerald, like, flies up. That's not even her name. That's a writer. Oh, that's not. That's F. Scott Fitzgerald's wife's name, right? Zelda Rubinstein. Mm-hmm. She flies off into the clouds and like, hey, you're safe now, Carol Ann.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What was the monster's creator?
The monster's creator?
The guy who made the monster, that scientist dude? From the book.
There was no book on this shit.
No, the monster, the universal. The fucking monster.
Mary Shelley?
No, what's the doctor's name?
Frankenstein?
Why did you call her Rubenstein, you fuck?
I don't know.
Rubenstein.
Rubenstein. Okay.
Continue. Well,
anyway, like, they do this whole thing with this whole big sacrifice thing, and then they cut to like lightning, like, you know, all around the building, like that old fucker is still alive, like her sacrifice meant nothing. Fuck you, old lady. That old man's still here. He's still gonna come get Carol Ann. And he did. He did in real life. Hard shit, man. Hard shit. He gave her some kind of like misdiagnosis to where like they fucked her up in the hospital. Sad days, man. Sad days.
Or went out.
Mm-hmm. What'd you watch, Tom?
Hey, Joe. Remember last week when we were talking about there weren't any coronaviruses in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Probably should have brought that up when we were talking about our New Zealand movies, but I'm going in a little in a row. They've got coronavirus now.
God damn it.
I watched Blood and Flesh, the ghastly death life of Al Adamson. I didn't know what this was. I just, oh, it's some famous monster cover, and oh, this David Duty, I liked his last documentary, the Richard Stanley Boy Jungle Man. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty good, so I said, I'm gonna watch this. You know who Al Adamson is?
Old Double A.
Woo!
Yeah, Double A. He made some movies that I haven't seen.
Any of them?
Like a lot of them. I probably have, but they never like stuck to mind. I'd never think, oh fuck yeah, that double A movie, you know? Okay, I can't forget about that one. Yeah, because whatever he's made that I've seen, I've forgotten it, obviously.
Yeah, this documentary, it didn't make me want to watch any of them. Like, I didn't know what it was. Like, the cover looks, the dude, he just looks kind of weird. In the cover, he has, like, this big collar on and shit. And he just has, like, this sinister grin. So I'm just like, is this some weird vampire movie? Fuck it. I might need to watch this so I have something to talk about if I ever get a chance to sit down with the guy who made it. But, yeah, I just didn't give a fuck because I didn't give a fuck about the guy. It was just pretty much a documentary about a guy's friends coming together to talk to him, people he made movies with. I mean, that was fine. It's not like I wanted to turn it off. It was, the documentary was fine. I just didn't give a fuck about the dude. Like, some guy, some random drifter was just going door to door like, you need any work on your home done? And he said, sure, come live with me. And then the guy killed him. Well, I mean, that's kind of what they do, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you probably don't want to invite people like that in your house.
No. Yeah, and this was like the life and death of this dude. And the death part's only like 5 minutes of the documentary. They're just like, oh, yeah, he wouldn't let us in the house. And he had a construction background. And then we found old Al's body under a fucking new concrete that was just like, yeah, he did it. And the end. It was just like an open and shut case. There wasn't like any twist or something that would make this like an interesting thing. It was just like, well.
So it's not like Dennis Farina would come out there and like, hey, it's an unsolved mystery for you. You know, it's like.
Nope. Open and shut case. Open and
shut case.
Here's this guy. This guy made all these movies. Here's a look back at his career. And then this dude killed him and went to jail. Bye. The Richard Stanley one was much better. But that was a much more interesting story, too.
Yeah.
Like, the pieces go together fine. It's competent. All the audio's there. The levels are right. It's just, I didn't care. That's nobody's fault but him for making shitty movies, I guess. Well, I haven't seen him, so I can't say shitty movies, but.
Like I said, I know I've seen a few, but I can't remember what they are.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one was called Blood of Ghastly Horror.
I haven't seen that one.
I think that was the big one. I think. That sounds like a Hammer movie.
Filmography, so we're not doing
Join that. Us in 2 weeks and we go through the Al Adams.
He died a while back, so.
Hey, Joe, what did you watch?
I watched Silver Linings Playbook.
That won an Academy Award, I think, for Best Picture.
That's what Lisa told me as I was watching it. This was on my watch next list or whatever.
For Amazon?
Yeah, no, for Netflix.
Oh, no, you're still using Netflix?
Yeah, and like I, you know, Lisa was still up, so I was like, I'll play this. This seems like a romantic comedy or whatever, and it's like,
no.
It's like she must have put this on here because I don't remember doing it. And, like, I'm watching it, and she's disinterested in it, and I'm more interested in it. it's about a dude that's got the bipolar, and one day he comes home, and his wife's fucking somebody that they work with, and he, like, almost beats him to death, and he goes to, you know, he gets, like, mentally locked up for a little while. Right, and they release his mom gets him released to the home, and yeah, his home life's pretty fucked up. His dad's like got OCD, and he's a bookie, which that's the part that I liked because I know people like that, and like this was pretty true to how they fucking run their shit, you know? It's just like bullshit out of the house, you know? Just fucking like obsessing on games and shit. He meets a town slut and
slag.
Eventually Uh-oh. Falls in love with her and they do a dance and
in the rain.
Yeah, and they fall in love and that's the end of the movie. Everything
is a little playbook.
Yeah, it's,
he you gotta says, look for the silver linings.
He says Excelsior a lot, you know? And I learned that fucking Stan Lee ripped that off too.
Well, I was just looking for a word that sounded good. That was a terrible Stan Lee, and I'll never do it again.
That was all right.
No.
But you didn't say True Believer.
No, not doing it.
Come on. Nope. True Believer. Come on.
No. Ain't going to get me. You drink that tall boy now. I have a sip
come
with
on,
you.
Come on, friend of old Marvel.
You're the fucking one with the Marvel name. Jerklin Joe.
I can run with that.
Especially when I'm watching the opening credits to Return to Savage Beach. God damn it, we said we were done with the Sedaris shit. That sucks. Sedaris reference are going to go on the rest of my fucking life now.
Probably. You're going to get a tattoo at some point.
Hey, look at these oversized tutas.
Golden whatever the fuck.
It'll have like a fucking bar of gold with that ribbon over it, and it'll say Quantrell.
The fucking yacht on the fucking Louisiana River. That's all I watched.
Thank you for filling a little time while I wrote stuff down. I appreciate that. Hey, Joe, I watch Killer Joe. You ever see it?
I have seen it. It's a pretty damn good movie.
It is. I saw it in theaters fucking whenever it came out, I guess 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. Then I saw it again when I bought the DVD or Blu-ray when that came out. And then I rewatched it again for, I guess, the fourth time now because I definitely listened to the commentary track.
Oh, William Friedkin, he knows how to give a boring-ass commentary.
Yeah, well, it's the Friedkin weekend. About to have me some fun and eat this chicken. K-fried C, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Shit falls right off the bone, don't it?
One of these days we might do a Thomas Hayden Church-a-thon. If we do our top actors, this dude might be on it.
Good old Texas boy.
Sandman. He played a really good dumb dude.
Yeah, he did play the Sandman.
I think I would, I don't know if I'd watch it. I might if they made like a dark and gritty, what's that, Lenny, he kills the rabbit shit.
Of Mice and Men.
Yeah, they make a dark and gritty of Mice and Men where Sandman crushes rabbits between his palms. I think I'll watch that.
He is with the Paul Giamatti in the movie that's named about wines or something. That was really
like. Oh, The Vineyard.
Yeah,
with
something
James
like that.
Hong.
Yeah.
I see, but yeah, Killer Joe's good shit. Goddamn hillabillies. What else can you say? So do you think she shot Mr. Joe at the end?
Texas trailer trash. That's this fucking movie. And they capture it well.
Yeah, it was.
Which Friedkin's not a Texas dude. And he like fucking caught it, man. You know?
Yeah, that's
a New York motherfucker.
I was pretty upset even though I know it was like fake rain and shit. But it all pouring down on that dog. And that had to be chained up. I was like, oh, he's probably not getting paid.
He probably got some good treats.
Yeah, we're going to get dog money. Oh, here you go. Here's a new collar, you fuck.
No, they probably just told him, you're still a good boy. And he's like, well, yeah, I am.
His trainer bought prostitutes and coke. Fucking prick. But yeah, Killer Joe's great. And if it's not on my movies based on books, then it definitely should have been.
It should have been. It should have been, Tom.
Oh, I wrote this down because I was high and saw a lightning bug earlier. But bioluminescent shit's fucking crazy, huh?
What? Yeah.
Like sure. Lightning bugs and those eels and shit that light up at the bottom of the ocean. Just these fucking animals and shit that can just light up.
We got lightning bugs outside. Yeah, we do.
And then it got me thinking, well, maybe dragons existed. If they could have, like, this shit in them that makes them light up.
Or maybe they were just, like, bigger lightning bugs, you know, like this
maybe.
Big.
Like, they couldn't have, like, a gas bladder or something.
Yeah.
That made them emit light, even if it wasn't fire or something, you know?
Fucking turned into science. Bullshit, you know. Quantrill's fucking luminescence show or something.
No, bioluminescence is, that's crazy. I think when I'm done with this and I'm like editing and shit, I'm listening to a YouTube video about, yeah. That's how that works and all that. It's crazy shit, Joe. I was going to say, oh, I watched What We Do in the Shadows, but I wrote that down. Because you watched it.
Right. What do you think, Tom?
I think I read Amazing Spider-Man Anal Number 2, and it was just a who-gives-a-fuck story with Doctor Strange. Probably cool at the time to see two characters come together that normally wouldn't to go after some generic bad guy, and then it's over and the cover sucks.
It is. I mean, that is as good a synopsis as you can give to this. The only redeeming quality of
the game. Drink a beer because I don't care.
Is that Steve Ditko's art is much better than it has been probably ever, because Doctor Strange was his character. That's his fucking creation. And he went all out on this shit. The art on this looks good. Some of the angles he uses on the panels. Fucking Spider-Man looks good. But this issue does nothing to advance the stories. And that's the thing with Marvel annuals. DC, too, is like they were just like a big fucking like slugfest story that didn't do shit. So they were actually just there to charge more money, make more money off of the fucking readers, which I guess they did on me like a whole lot of time. Oh, it's a fucking annual. You know, so I'd run and pick it up. And, I mean, this just started like a trend. Like, let's fucking throw a guest star in this annual, and people are going to want to buy it. And, yeah, this one has nothing to it, unfortunately. I mean, Spider-Man didn't do shit. Doctor Strange didn't do shit. The two guys that were hypnotized into fighting them really didn't do shit, so... Yeah, it was a nothing story, and it sucked, you know? It sucked, but it had really, really good art.
Even if you're a Doctor Strange fan, which I'm not, I wouldn't suggest reading this one.
Yeah, it doesn't even advance the Doctor Strange story, you know? It's just they're meeting and they're fucking...
Magic!
Dealing with this shit, and it's done, you know?
Not a fan. But hey, next week we got issue 29, right?
Yes.
That'll be good, probably. Scorpion's back.
Tom's writing that down. Scorpion's back.
Can't wait. I should write down Van Damme-a-thon, too.
Yeah, you should, since you just made that shit up.
No, I had a reminder on my phone.
You fucking nerd.
It really was last year in August when we did the first one. It was, I think, back in June, I was just like, man, isn't that coming up? Oh, August, really? I should put a reminder on my phone.
Hey, Corona's fucked up everything, man. We can...
Yeah.
Whatever.
We're not gonna... Sorry. We're not gonna forget about Van Damme. Oh, I worked with him on Double Impact or whatever. boy, Gab. No, not yet. Keep, we no, still no. got a list.
Don't hang up, folks.
Sorry. Hey, Joe, we got a list. What's the list?
This is Tom's list of the best movies that we liked of 1997. It's a hell of a year, 97. I meant to look up like things that were happening in 97, but it was a busier weekend than I anticipated.
So. When you said that, I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I think The Great Malenko was released in 1997.
YeYeah, I think the Great Wall of China like went down. The tank went over some dude, and Clinton got a blowjob, and
gas prices,
and Obama like showed
was just born.
Yeah, he showed everybody his birth certificate, and. The Chicago Bears won the Super Bowl with the fridge.
And the shuffle.
Yeah, they did the shuffle. And let's see, what else happened?
You remember the curly shuffle?
The Unabomber bombs them. No. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
That was good shit, right?
That was good.
Nothing about the Three Stooges was good. It was just something that was always on. Hey Mo, hey Mo, hey Mo, yuck 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 yuck.
They just beat the shit out of each other. It's funny.
Yeah, and look at them now.
Hey, fuck them. That's how they, you know, made their money. It's like wrestlers with all the scars and shit on their forehead used to be.
In that Al Adamson documentary. They were supposed to get the Three Stooges in one of his movies, but they were so old and they died. So they got some other vaudeville fucks to dance around like a couple of uncle's friends.
Abbott and Costello?
No, it was, you wouldn't even heard of these. Like, who? They replaced the Three Stooges with who? You got to have a pretty big name if you're going to replace the fucking Stooges. And they had fucking Jim and Tim's Yak Dance, whatever the fuck it was. Mm-mm. Should have got Melvin Van Peebles. Fucking pricks. Al Adamson seems like a guy who would hire Al Jolson. Not because he was a racist or anything. But just because he would hire anybody because he was a fucking idiot. Oh, I'm going to hire this drifter to just do rant. He was probably having sex with him. I'm going to ask somebody. I'm just going to put that out on the internet. And, hey, you think Al Adamson was just having sex with this dude? Maybe I can ask the director one of these days.
Maybe.
We'll see. Joe, how's Liz? You like them?
No, not really. So Tom threw out there, and just because like he didn't know what to say, he said, hey, you know, movies of 1997. So like, fuck it. I'll go with that. So on my honorable mention, have Rosewood. You ever seen that one, Tom?
I've been to a Rosewood funeral home. Does that count?
This one's with Ving Rhames. He comes back from the Civil War.
Oh, at least he's a free man now.
Robert Patrick is sleeping with a black woman on the black side of town. But something goes down, and then he beats the shit out of her. And I don't know. He turns it around or blames it on her. And all the white people go and kill everybody in Rosewood. It's based on a true story, I guess. I don't know. Good movie. And it's tied. So I have my first tie here. It's tied with Ving Rhames' performance in Don King Only in America. A made-for-TV movie. Made-for-HBO TV movie. Ving Rhames is fucking amazing in this. He's amazing in both movies. What the fuck happened to this dude? You know, he started doing like sequels to like made for video shit and just went down the shitter. But he was a fucking really good actor at some point.
He was in Piranha 3D.
Was he? I gotta watch that again.
Yeah, he was the black dude. Remember he ripped off the fucking, what's it called? The motor off the boat and started just shoving it into the water and chopping up piranhas, and then they ate his legs.
In the aquarium shop?
No, in the massive scene at the end when all the piranha were at the beach. And then he was back in Piranha 2 with no legs, and he had two guns hooked to his fucking legs, and they said, ah, fuck you, Planet Terror.
Hell of an actor.
In Sin City, I think. Or was that the other dude?
Honorable mention is Good Burger. Home of the Good Burger.
I knew it. I'm surprised this didn't make number one just as a...
So am I, because, you know, I mean... Fuck, it's just great, yeah, man.
The number was pulled out of my ass, but there's a surprisingly a large amount of good movies from 1997.
There is. Okay, so next, honorable mention, I have Jackie Brown, also featuring Ving Rhames as a fucking
that
bounty
was Pam hunter. Greer, you piece of shit.
No, she's the main star.
That was Jackie Earl Haley, you piece of shit.
Hell of an actor, Jackie Earl Haley, and a Texan boy, too, so God bless you.
Hey, Shia LaBeouf's Mexican now. You going to talk about that?
No, we should have gone through that in our news section. But anyway, next I have Wag the Dog, a political movie. You got Robert De Niro before he was all political, but I guess this is what started it on him, all that shit. And you got that other guy, Dustin Hoffman, playing a director. And you know how directors are, you know, just full of themselves and pull, you know, Tom, you fucking know tricks. You're a director.
I always got that one confused with Bullworth. Because I think they were playing around HBO on the same time, or maybe they came out around the same time.
Bullworth's another good movie. That's a fucking
I saw that one. I didn't see Wag the Dog.
And then I have on my honorable mention list.
What is this? It sounds like you have six.
Abre los ojos.
Oh, bless you.
Which in English is Open Your Eyes. This is a movie that was remade as Vanilla Sky. And...
With your boy, Les Grossman.
Penelope Cruz is in both films.
Playing the same role? That'd be awesome if they gave her a different... No, you're not good enough to play.
Playing the same role.
You're the maid in the remake, oh.
The American version, Les Grossman is in it and plays the lead in that.
I loved him in The Mummy. I love Mummy stuff, Joe.
You do love Mummy stuff.
Not really.
I wish I had time to draw some mummy stuff.
Yeah, me too. That was supposed to be done this week, I thought.
Yeah, but I will. I will. Sure. Yeah. Thought, you know, visiting
those bags coming along.
It was more important. But hey. Those
bags coming along. Or...
So I'm doing all the shit now. All right.
I don't know where to get bags. Trick or treat. See you in September.
We'll talk about that tomorrow.
It's what, like $1.25?
Your honorable mentions, Tom.
You know, Joe, I'm a family man. So that means my first honorable mention.
We know you're all about that incest and shit. Yeah, but anyway, let's talk about movies.
Look, but don't touch. Touch.
That's usually what your family members tell you. Look, but don't
Mama
touch.
Mamma mia. I have the devil's advocate. And then I have The Relic, because it was shot in Chicago, in the Field Museum. And I've been there. That's where the lions from The Ghost in the Darkness are, the real ones. They shot them in the dick and then stuffed them. And now they're sitting in Chicago.
That's fucking horrible.
And then I have Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag, starring your boy, Joe Pesci.
I don't think that was 97.
It was. It showed up when I searched.
Yep.
And then I have Double Team, which our boy Howe shot a little bit of the opening, if I remember. That's a Jean-Claude Van Damme classic.
It is.
And then I have The Vin Rains classic, Jackie African American.
That's a good movie.
Not top 10 good.
Not 10. No, I said it's good, not great.
Do you own Jackie Brown?
I think I do.
I used to, and then some dude stole it from me in college, and I didn't.
I didn't know you back then, so my copy is mine. Right? So you know.
What I'm saying is, I've never rebought it since then. In college, was like 15 years ago.
Mass college.
Yeah. I got a degree, you know.
I know.
In specialized business, whatever the fuck that means. I sell cocaine. I'm a pimp. Oh, shit. I watched Willie Dynamite. I forgot to talk about that. Willie D.
We're past that point, dude.
Oh, you ever seen Willie Dynamite?
We're done.
It's fucking great. I didn't write it down. But
is
I definitely.
This the first time you've seen Willie Dynamite or what?
Yeah.
I have a copy. It's a good
one. I got the Arrow Blu-ray, though. Do you have that? No, I'm better than you then, because I buy boutique Blu-rays, and the ones I don't like, I sell on the internet.
I know, I get it. I bought this one for $5, so I figured I'd keep it.
$5, well spent.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a pimp who turns his life around.
That's right.
Willie D! Good shit, and then that bitch gets cut, you ugly now. Oh, goddamn, number 10.
Here comes the men in black.
Men in black.
They spray you don't remember.
Galaxy Defenders, you fuck.
Really?
The good guys dress in black. Remember that.
I thought it said they don't let you remember or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So number 10 is Men in Black.
The Rick Baker classic.
The Rick Baker... Paper classic with Will Smith. Dude's been cucked out lately, and like, hey, sorry, dude.
Everyone thinks it's a joke. It's what the not. Fuck if that happened to a broad man?
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Joe. If we ever get around that top actors list, I think Thomas Lee Jones might make it.
He's pretty good. So yeah, that's my number 10, Tom.
I wish I remembered Men in Black came out this year.
I wish I remembered more of the movie, but I guess they did the flashy thing to me.
I wish they did the flashy thing after part 4. My number 10 is a classic about a gentleman coming from across the pond to America to make real art, and that is Bean, the first Mr. Bean movie, starring Rowan Atkinson as Mr. Bean. Oh, Teddy. Oh, the stool is upside down. I guess I'll sit on it anyway. Sir, you're not supposed to suck the stool. You ever see this one?
My brother is a huge fucking Bean fan, or at least he was then. And it's like...
When in the 90s? When yeah. It was on PBS and everyone was?
Right. And it was like, hey, brother, I love you, but fuck. Come on, this shit sucks.
There is a shockingly low number of episodes. Like, you would think, like, looking back... Like, I thought this was, like, going on for seasons, right? There's, like, 12. There's, like, a shockingly low number of episodes. And in
but
the 90s...
But this fucker even had a cartoon.
A cartoon's not great. But in the 90s, specifically, this dude was huge. And it was, like, 12 episodes. And, it like, there wasn't the internet and shit. So this was in Britain or England, like, years before... And it just, some asshole came back with a Mr. Bean tape. Oh, man, I just got back from fucking England. You got to watch this crazy cocksucker. And they put it in somewhere in Boston. And Mr. Bean spread. And then 1997, he got a movie.
Hey, but Rat Race is great.
Is it? I've never seen it.
It is.
John Lovitz is in it, you know. He got high school high, started talking about bioluminescent shit.
Whoopi is in it, so you know it's good.
Wake up with Whoopi. You ever listen to her radio show?
No.
Oh, it was good. What are we on?
Number nine,
Joe.
Barely. Lost Highway. David Lynch classic. I know you're not all about David Lynch and shit. This movie is just like a mind fuck. You like your mind fucked? Well, you'll get your mind fucked by watching this, dude. And it's got Robert Blake, that dude that killed his wife. Fuck yeah, man. Good movie. Good movie.
Yeah, in high school when
you
I moved.
Crazy saxophone playing. I hate fucking jazz like that, and I hate it in this movie still, but this movie's fucking great.
And when I was in high school, in Texas, when I moved here, I used to sit at what they would refer to as the freak table. Do you know what that is, Joe?
Yeah, that's where all you freaks sat.
Yes, and there were a few of us
Tom.
Yeah.
You got room for one more there?
Not if it's you.
Fuckers.
But anyways, you would have been one of the people there who loved Lost Highway and their thing. Like, so, you know, there were sections. It was sure it was the table, but there was the groups of friends.
Yeah, there's subsections within the fucking subsection of losers.
Yeah, yes. I know.
Yeah.
And these groups, they love like Lost Highway and Dark City and stuff like that. And their thing to do would be to go to the old Waffle House at midnight and drink coffee and smoke cigarettes. So I always associate Lost Highway with
cigarettes.
Those people. Waffle House, coffee, and cigarettes at midnight. Yeah. Number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Starship Troopers, starring your boy, Neil Patrick Harris. This movie, I like it a lot, and it makes me think I should go back and rewatch RoboCop. But the amount of people who suck RoboCop's dick, it's making me not want to go back and watch RoboCop.
RoboCop's still fun. Probably just as fun as this one. And just as fun as Showgirls. This guy just made fun, like, stupid as shit movies. People that try to put subtext and shit behind it. Nah, this guy has just made dumb fucking movies. And that's one of them, fucking,
Total Recall?
Yeah. The Starship Troopers is based on a Robert Heinlein novel, and it has nothing to do with that fucking novel. You know, it's like, it's nothing like it, but it's a good flick, man. It's fun. It's a whole lot of fun, and that's all it should be. It's just like, hey, aliens, you know, these fucking alien bugs are invading. We got to fight them. And it's just like fucking carnage after that.
Venom. Hey, Joe, why didn't this make your list? It was better than Rosewood. Rosewood was better.
You know what? I didn't even see it on all my 97 lists. I don't think it's a 97 movie.
Did you look up 97 horror movies, or did you just go to movies released in 97?
I looked up 97 horror movies. I looked 97 action movies.
No, I was just asking because that's what I do. I go through genres.
Let's see.
Sitting in the ghetto thinking about all the homies passed away. hope you're in a better place. And I hope to see you soon, someday.
We'll talk about that later.
So why'd it make your list?
I don't know why it didn't fucking pop up on it, or I just scrolled past it. But yeah, I like a movie. I like it. It's good.
You're up.
What are we at?
Eight. Only at number eight.
Mouse Hunt. Told you about this one before. This has made my list before. This is the greatest hunting a mouse movie ever fucking made.
Better than Witches?
Yes. And that's pretty fucking good, too.
Bro, but
they're not necessarily hunting mice in this one. They just happen to turn into mice. And it was like, but this one's all about hunting mice. You know, fuck. Man, this movie's badass. When's the last time you've seen this movie, Tom?
I haven't, but I was going to ask if you've seen The Exterminator.
Watch it tomorrow, because this movie is the best mouse hunting movie ever made.
Oh, shit. I was going to, but...
And your boy Nathan Lane is in it. And
oh, he was in The Birdcage.
You know, you love everything that he did. Yeah, exactly. See? See that glimmer in your eye that just popped up?
Rest in peace, Robin Williams. My parents took me to go see The Birdcage in theaters to find out if I was left-handed.
You know, it'd be fucked up if somebody put, like his face on a bear and then put, like, some shitty-ass t-shirt, you know, like, making fun of suicide. I don't even want to get into that, but...
But yeah. You did, so keep going. What does that mean?
Mouse Hunt is fucking awesome!
Hey, if you like my number eight, head on over to www.dwnproductions.net. My number eight is Spawn. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
This is very nostalgia-driven.
It is.
Piranha 3D, for the time, comparatively, has way worse CGI than Spawn. And Spawn has some shitty CGI. Malbolgia in that cape? That is fucked looking. Especially that cape. It's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Was it that hard just to attach some fucking material to his back? But, you know, clowns, surprisingly okay for having a Puerto Rican woman play him. It's not the best. It's not even good. But it's nostalgia. I liked it as a kid, and I own it. So number eight. Number seven.
Yeah, that's a movie that...
Number seven.
Very nostalgic. I mean, yeah, you have to just fucking like Spawn to like that movie, because it's a piece of shit. Yeah, it's pretty fucking...
It's cool.
Yeah,
I know. What's it called? Chicago Comic Con. Maybe 96? It might have been 97. It was 97, because I tell the story where they were giving away two different Spawn stickers that made one whole picture, and you had to go to different booths to get it. And if you had both stickers and you were wearing them around the convention, you'd win a prize if you were spotted. Did I ever tell you about this?
Did you get spotted?
Me and my dad are just walking around, right, in the convention floor. And then this black dude just comes up to me and puts his arm around me like I'm his young lover. And my dad's ready to beat his ass. Like, what the fuck's going on here? Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm Al Simmons. And he's got both stickers on the fucking on his shirt.
So he was the real Al Simmons?
Yeah, the guy he was named after.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he gave me a prize bag with a Men in Black figure and some, like, Spawn movie promo shit in it.
So you met the guy that's fucking Wanda.
No, not Terry.
Oh, well, who was Al Simmons? Oh, Al Simmons was Spawn.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't fuck me either.
shows how much I fucking paid attention to those piece of shit comics.
Hey, we'll get to that.
Alright.
We go up to number 50 and then we restart with another series. See you soon, Spawn. Oh, that look of dread in your face. Like it's a hard pill to swallow. No, we're going to keep running Spider-Man into the ground.
Spider-Man's.
It's got to catch on at some time, right?
YouTube did. Once we start doing the Marvel team-ups, it's going to get really good.
Just mainline Spider-Man in the anals.
Number seven, Copland.
Is this the Sylvester Stallone classic?
Sylvester Stallone classic. One of the better movies he did at that time, because like the Rambo shit and the Rocky shit became kind of a joke at that point. And like it's funny because like it was a joke at that point, but now people fucking love him. It was like, oh yeah, it's great, Rocky IV, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in this one, he was actually trying to act. You know, and it's a fucking good movie about police corruption. And I like cop corruption movies. And this one was really fucking well done. It had a good cast with Harvey Keitel and Robert De Niro's hardly in it. And this is before he got all political and shit. It was still 97. It's a fucking good movie. And... well, I don't know. I haven't seen it in quite a while. But I don't have a Copland shirt yet. But maybe in a couple of weeks, UtahFastCustomShirts.com, there may be a Copland shirt. But if not, there's a bunch of other shit you can get there. Man, there's so much shit. There's so much shit there you can get. It is so good. It's a fucking great website. FastCustomShirts.com. But anyway, Spawn sucks. Don't fucking watch Spawn. Don't read those comics. That's just fucking garbage. Anyway, here's Tom. The DWN guy. The podcast fucking king. Hey, Tom.
Why are you the only one laughing at your own jokes, Joe? I was here the whole time.
Everybody's been laughing when they were talking. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Joe. My number seven is the classic Mortal Kombat Annihilation. A lot of people give this movie shit, and they should, but God damn it, it's Mortal Kombat. Even though Cabal is in it in name only because they say, oh, we killed that pussy. They don't even bring him in or anything, but still, it's Mortal Kombat, and it's Mortal Kombat. That's all I can say. I'm sorry. At least it's not fucking number one or something. Sorry. I own it on fucking DVD and Blu-ray. Fuck you. Joe, number six.
U-Turn. The fuck's that guy's name? Classic. I don't know. I don't remember his name, but Sean Penn is in this. This is a Jennifer Lopez, like, show her tits and fuck somebody on camera classic. It's actually a good movie. It's like one of these, this guy gets stuck in this town, and it's a twist and turn, like meet a chick and get fucked over, and it's a good movie. What the fuck's the name of that director? He was big time at one time.
Werner Herzog.
No, that wasn't him.
He made Grizzly Man, you know.
The guy that did JFK and like The Door. Oliver Francis? Stone.
Okay.
Oliver Stone.
Gotcha. What are you on, six?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm trying to work this burp up. Thank fuck. Burping up that Arby's Euros. Man, fuck Arby's. I've been trying to give them... excuse me. the benefit of the doubt for like 3 years. I'll do shit for Phobia Haunted Houses. If you're in the Houston area, check out Phobia Haunted Houses. 8 great haunts, 1 location. Gonna try and open up this year. Go throw them some fucking money. I'll go and do some shit to them, like drop some stuff off, make molds, whatever. And every time I go, drive pal, go to Arby's, because there's not one by me, and fuck it, they have 2 for $6 shitty gyros. And in Texas, any gyro is okay, because it's not Chicago. So driving back from Beaumont, I was like, oh, there's an Arby's.
Gyro like that. That's fucking...
Gyros. Gyros! Yeah. Because I Greeks.
You're not even fucking Greek, dude.
Yeah, I know, but I'm from Chicago, so I know how to say it. No, they those hairy knuckled folks are gyros. They fucking get violent with you when they say it.
I know to say gyro then. Hey, give me a gyro, you fuck.
No gyros for you. And they Seinfeld your ass out the fucking door.
That's fine.
Seinfeld sucks. But that soup Nazi's popular. Son of a bitch seeped his way into pop culture. Fuck prick. But what were we? Oh yeah, Arby's. I went there and got a number 2, which is now an Italian sub. Holy shit, was it fucking gross. The meat was heated up, and it had like hot mayonnaise and Italian dressing. Just poor, gross. Fucking gross. And then I shit liquid.
So it's like dating an Italian man.
So my number 6, a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, this is fucking stupid. It's the worst one in the fucking series. Well, all the movies are pretty fucking stupid, and they're just meant to have fun with. But some of the shit on here does look pretty whack, but I think it adds to its charm. And my number 4, or shit, I'll fuck that one up. My number 6 is Leprechaun 4 in space.
Yeah, it's a good one. He's in space.
Yeah. I mean, this is one you can get away with being in space. I think even Jason in space, that was fine.
It's great.
I mean, they took him to Canada and Jason goes to New York, so why not go to fucking space? It's fun. It's not as bad as Leprechaun Oranges, and it's better than the fucking new one, Leprechaun Returns. I think it's better than both the Hood movies, too. Be honest with you, besides a couple parts, both those Hood movies are kind of fucking boring. It's just, oh, he's in the Hood, get it? Because they're black. Like, that was the whole point of those fucking movies.
Right.
Oh, get it, laugh at this white people, because Leprechaun's in the Hood with the black people. Leprechaun in space, way better. And Miguel Nunes is in it, so if you like Tales, or not Tales from the Hood, but Leprechaun in the Hood 1 and 2, you know? He was in the gutter at one time.
He was in the shitter, too.
Damn those enchiladas. He was also Juana Man, equal rights for all.
I fucking love enchiladas.
And Juana Man, you fucking creep. Number 5.
Jack Frost.
Fuck.
Yep, this is a fucking snowman that fucking kills and rapes. He's the fucking best, you know, and it's like he's got some revenging to do and some
revengeance.
Yeah, those carrots. If you see a carrot floating up on your fucking bathtub, you're getting raped. That's it. Fuck, man. This movie's so good.
We started this out, Joe's just, you know, talking cognitively, and, oh, you fucking bitch, I would have him fucking with a carrot. Got drunk quick is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, I've been drinking all day, fuck you, man. Sorry.
Number, what, 5?
5, yeah, fucking 5, you know, don't you remember?
The Wishmaster. This is the real Expendables of horror. as we talked about before, Wishmaster doesn't get enough love as it should. It's a fucking real solid horror movie. And if we were making a top 25 list, it'd probably be on it. The sequels, boy, do they go down fucking quality and entertainment value real quickly. But that first one, real good. That opening scene's great. Pardon me. Number four.
Contact.
With Jodie Foster?
I've mentioned this movie before. It's one of the best. Is it a time travel movie? Is it a contact with alien races movie? I think it is. I think it's a contact with alien races movie, and it's pretty fucking good.
Makes sense. Hey, speaking of aliens, Joe, my number four is the Rick Baker classic, Men in Black, with Thomas Lee Jones and William Smythe. And I think Tony Shalhoub's in it. Or he might be in the second one.
Is this before he did Monk?
Yes. Yes.
Before
this
he was
is before he was known as the Monkster or
old
the
old CGI solving crimes.
Mm-hmm. Men in Black. Fucking great. 97.
Here comes
pretty
the
good
Men
year.
In Blacks.
Men in Black.
They don't let you remember.
First it's the Galaxy Defenders. Then they do it again. And then it's They Won't Let You Remember. That would be a very short hook, Joe. A hook is like the chorus. It's the same thing. Number three.
My number three, Tom, is Event Horizon. One of the best set in space movies ever made. Well, set in space horror movies ever made. Yeah, this is some good shit. Good fucking shit. It stands up, man. Fuck yeah. Sam Neill, Lawrence Fishburne, Tom Martino. On the fucking... Oh, no, you didn't work on this.
Jurassic Park, Pee-wee's Playhouse, Race War, the remake, solid.
Man, I dig this movie.
So we got number three?
I'm on number three. I don't know what the fuck you're on.
Sleigh bells ringling, jing, jing, jingling. Ho, 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 ho. Jack Frost. If you see a carrot floating in your bathtub, watch out, because you're about to get sexually assaulted.
Tom, do you keep a carrot in your bathtub?
I keep a carrot in my anus, just so I don't get raped in the bathtub.
So I thought. That's good. Plug
that's
it up.
That's why I shit out of my dick hole. It
plug
comes
it
out
up,
like fish
Tom.
Ribbons.
Plug it up.
I helped Mr. Bean sit on that stool. Number two.
Cube. Yeah, these people are fucking trapped in this cube and they gotta fucking work their way out. They gotta figure this shit out. They're in a cube. They're stuck in a cube, Tom. What are they gonna do?
Solve puzzles and shit, right?
Solve puzzles and shit. Good movie. Cube.
Never seen it.
Number two.
Well, we finally got to
cube
my...
Better than Cube
2. Ultra Cube?
Better than Cube 3. Hyper Cube.
Oh, no. Those are... That's the one dreams are made of.
Right.
So we finally got to my number two, Joe, and as they say, everybody was kung fu fighting. Ding, 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 ding. The Chris Farley classic. I know it's the least popular one, but this is my favorite Chris Farley
movie.
You and
I both said this was going to be on your fucking list. High
it is. Number two.
Yeah.
My favorite Chris Farley movie, because it doesn't have that dead weight piece of shit David Spade in it.
Who always made his movies good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But luckily, he dropped David Spade for Chris Rock, which was a great, great improvement. And Joey, one day, you will choke that chicken. And it had Liu Kang in it, so that was even awesome. This Mortal Kombat Annihilation and Beverly Hills Ninja came out in the same summer, and they both had Liu Kang in it? God damn. Number one.
Boogie Nights. One of the best movies ever fucking made. Definitely the best movie of 1997. This is a fucking travelogue of the porno industry. And, you know, it's a...
You couldn't see that, but Joe cocked his head like he had to think and might have...
John Holmes... And shit, man, this movie is just so fucking good. And it's funny as shit. John C. Reilly is fucking incredible in it. And Marky Mark, he's fucking great in it. There's so many fucking good performers. John Cheadle, Don Cheadle, excuse me. Sorry, Don.
War Machine.
Yeah, before he was doing stupid shit like fucking Marvel Universe stuff, he was doing real acting like this.
Getting paid.
Fucking great. Yeah, instead of making millions for doing like stupid... Oh, you know, sorry. Sorry, Tony. Sorry, Tony. You know, should I suck your dick, Tony? You know, what the fuck, you know? This is a great movie. This is a fucking great, great movie. Mm. And it's my number one.
Well, Joe, I don't know what else to say because you said a lot, and I didn't think we were going to see eye to eye on our number one because our lists really haven't been lining up a whole lot. We knew we got Men in Black and Jack Frost. And
here comes Men in Black. They don't Jackie let you Brown remember.
An honorable mention for both of us, but you know, I didn't think our number one would line up. And it didn't. It got pretty close, but it didn't. If this movie fits a list, it's gonna make number one. And that movie is Orgasmo, because that is my favorite movie of all time. And it is also about the pornography industry. And how sometimes you get caught up in the gang and anyone could wear the mask, Joe. Even Joe Hung, or Joe Young, or Tom Hung. What's his name in the movie? You'll never really know. But it's fucking great. That dog humping his leg always cracks me up. Joe, hold on. Hold on.
Full upside down poster.
Not a whole lot of original Orgasmo movie posters out there because it didn't play in a whole lot of theaters. But there's one just sitting behind me collecting dust in a busted up frame. So next week, Joe.
Next week, Tom, because this month has to do with women and women that have been leaders. So next week we're going to do movies with powerful female leads. Okay. Our favorite movies. You know, it's going to be a rough one. It's going to be hard. So our
top 10 Andy Sedaris movies? Or
yeah. Jolie K. Smith, yes.
Which I hate to...
She did have... You know, that was the first name in this last one.
I hate to pop the bubble, but my number one's already written down. If you listen to our top fucking horror movies list, Sorry. Joe, fastcustomshirts.com for all your t-shirt needs. Custom work? Shit that's already done. You like movies? Maybe Joe likes movies. There could be dozens, hundreds, thousands. You'll never know. Just go to Fast Custom Shirts and peruse the designs. But or, what?
After that, you should probably
go on over to www.dwnproductions.net and peruse all the fine, fine masks, props, and movies. I make movies. Race Ward the Remake, Cheese Balls, Fisted. Buy the DVDs, make little YouTube videos saying how much they suck. YouTube, search out Fancy Dan or DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast on YouTube, and you will find two official videos. If not, you're on Facebook, go to the DWN's Terrible Horror Crap Podcast Facebook page and just say, hey, I listened to the podcast and you said I can get a free movie. And I have two left at this point. I almost guarantee you, if you are hearing this and you post that, you will get a free movie. Other than that, hey, a lot of crazy stuff's go. Boy, God.